This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome to SantaCast, a production of iHeartRadio. Well, hello there. As you know by now, the most wonderful time of the year can also be the toughest time of the year for Santa and his elves at the North Pole. But he's made some upgrades, a new jingle-jangle technology, and a new podcast to get the word out. Let's check in.
So this is it, you guys. It's Christmas Eve already, and the podcast has totally taken off.
Like I'm about to. Ho, ho, ho!
Before you do your thing, we really should read some fan mail.
Ooh, fan mail. You know I love getting letters.
Oh, yeah, and they are coming in hot. We got one here. This one's fresh off the jingle jangle. Her name is Marston, and she lives in Chicago.
Dear Santa, I love the podcast. It's great to hear you answer questions from kids, but I have a question for you, and you need to be honest with me. Are you real?
I wish I hadn't heard that.
The belief amino's dropping, and fast!
This just isn't working, and I'm afraid that Christmas is...
Don't say it.
This machine, you know, I think this is just a glitch, Santa. This
woe is me. Drat, fooey, heck, darn, shoot. Double shoot, poop. Look, enough is enough, guys. You two are my most trusted elves, and I thought this was a really good idea. We gave it our best, but it's just not working. Now, I've got to get out there and get going before it's too late. We've got to load the sleigh, hitch up the reindeer.
Yeah, but Santa, none of that stuff matters if the belief-o-meter is in the red. You won't even gain enough altitude to... Oh, stand back! What is happening?
It's dropping.
A glitch, huh? My dear elves, I am sorry, but this is not working.
Santa, wait!
Oh, what are we gonna do?
Oh, no.
Oh, snap out of it. Breathe, Evergreen. Breathe. Oh, we've got to keep it together.
Okay, but what do we do now?
Well, I think I figured something out.
Yeah, anything.
Okay, stick with me, okay? So, Christmas magic runs on the joy of children.
Uh-huh, and?
Okay, what if the meter wasn't measuring joy?
Huh?
No, it's measuring doubt. Every time someone doubts something, the meter drops. And Santa has been doubting himself. We've been going about this all the wrong way. We thought we had to get kids to believe in him, but that's not quite right.
No.
We've got to get Santa to believe in himself.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
No. It's just been too easy with all these little awesome boys and girls who believe in Santa.
Well, what about that little girl that just came in off the jingle jangle?
Yes.
Marston.
Yes! She's a true skeptic, absolutely. We gotta get Santa to talk to her and convince her that he's real.
I don't know. Talking to a non-believer, that's kind of crazy and risky. What if it goes totally wrong and the belief-o-meter just, I don't know, implodes on itself? We can't take that risk.
We can't not take that risk.
Shh, here he comes.
Sorry. Just forgot my cookies. Let me just reach across here and... No, I'm not staying. Snowball, I just came back for my cookies.
Oh, yes, you are, Santa.
Evergreen, what's going on?
Afraid she's right, Santa. We can't let you leave. You gotta face your fears.
That's funny. I'm Santa Claus. Santa Claus isn't afraid of anything.
But you are Santa.
You're afraid that there are children out there who don't believe you're real.
Don't believe I'm real? What? I think I'm real. I mean... This table feels real.
The hot chocolate you knocked over on your hand feels real.
Oh, no. Santa, hey, the belief-o-meter's dropping to critical levels right now.
Oh, hey, quick, Snowball, tug my beard. Ow! Oh, this always works with the kids at the malls. If they tug my beard, they know I'm real.
Yeah, but Santa, Marston's not tugging at your beard. Snowball is. And Marston can't see you because this is a podcast. She's gonna need something deeper than that.
Yeah, well, put in a sound effect. She'll be able to hear it.
Oh, Santa, it's just not the same. The kids at the mall, of course they believe in you. You're right there in front of them. She has to believe in something a little deeper than that. I think you need to call her, and quick. Your belief-o-meter is dropping dangerously low. And if it drops any lower, your sleigh won't get off the ground.
Yeah, but I can't talk to a non-believer. That's like crossing the streams.
Yeah, but Santa, that's part of the problem. People aren't talking to each other anymore, and so you have to talk to this little girl. If anybody can renew Marston's faith, it's you.
Boy, oh, this is making me... Who? Where? What is this feeling? I've never felt this before.
Nervousness?
The belief-o-meter. Maybe we shouldn't do this call. I'm just a big fat phony.
No, you're not, Santa. And quit criticizing your weight.
This belief-o-meter's plunging because you aren't believing in yourself, Santa.
Oops, I've already dialed the number and she's about to pick up.
Well, guess you've left me no choice.
Hi.
Hello, season's greetings from the North Pole. This is Evergreen the Elf. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Marston.
Whoa, what a day for Santa Claus. He knows he's real. We know he's real. But he's about to talk to a little girl who isn't so sure. What will he say? What will she say? Tune in to tomorrow's SantaCast to find out the gosh honest truth about Christmas. This episode of SantaCast was recorded in the North Pole by Evergreen and Snowball with your host, Santa Claus. Special thanks to our friends Brad Brinkley, Hannah Fearman, Matt Stanton, Dan Bush, and Brent Dye. SantaCast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your favorite shows.